forgot about that.
You got there.
No, there's another bit I was thinking about, which is all the random messages I get.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, guys, welcome to the podcast. Jade is back.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I missed you guys.
Yeah, I missed you too, Jade.
It's not what you were saying before.
Oh, Maddie.
You two have been winding each other up all morning.
That's what siblings do.
It's definitely that.
I was trying to squeeze his earlobes. And
what? It's off.
Earlier.
Honestly. Oh, my
because
God.
Because apparently if you massage someone's earlobes, it de-stresses them.
I don't think so.
Do you have sensitive ears? Were you going to get a hard-on if I did it?
What?
Well, some people have really sensitive lobes.
I've never heard of anyone getting a hard-on when your ears get pressed.
Have you ever had your ears nibbled?
No.
And people, I love it. It creeps you out. You know when, like, people, when, like, they love, like, kissing your neck and then they're like, like, round your ears?
It's
like, oh. Do you like it? I quite like that.
The breathing or the nibbling?
Like, and sometimes they'll do the, really, like, like, moan thing too. It's like, I don't know. It creeps. It's like, it depends who it is, I guess.
As if you're not doing that, Jade. Creeps that is right out. Up your alley. Don't you like it? Come around here. Come around here. Come around here.
No, I don't want you come doing around it to here.
This is what siblings do, right?
Wind each other right up.
No, come. I want to do some ASMR in your room.
No.
Just come over,
Jay. I'm scared.
Don't be scared. Okay. Come on over.
Oh, we're doing this.
Okay.
All right. I probably have bad breath due to me drinking last night.
You ready? You want me to present my neck?
What's happening
here? I'm going to whisper in her ear.
Let me film this, by the way. Just wait a second.
Oh,
I need to film this because this is some of the whack shit.
You ready?
Am I closing my eyes?
What did you say, Crevo? You're such a friggin' mumbler.
I said this is some of the whack shit that goes on here.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Wait. How did that feel weird?
Oh, it gave me goosebumps.
Oh, that's good. Oh, now she's humping my leg. Oh, how did it feel weird?
It felt a little weird at first.
But then you got into it.
Oh.
Did you get a little tickle, Jade?
Oh,
wow.
A little bit. I reckon if we had a few drinks, it would be on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Really? Fascinating.
Do you want to...
No, I'm right.
No, creep.
You know what? I think it would be interesting having sex with a gay man. Like, just out of curiosity. Very, and a lesbian. Like,
very boring for you, I'd imagine.
No, I reckon it'd be interesting to see if, like, lesbians and gay guys have different moves to, like, a person who's straight.
Well, obviously. I mean, lesbians would be great at certain other things,
you reckon?
I feel. Yeah, yeah.
Lasting a long time, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. That's the thing. I just reckon there'd be different moves.
Something I noticed last night is that gay men check out guys the same way guys check out girls.
You said this.
Thinking that they're not going to notice. So this guy walked past in the, like, last night.
Yeah.
And I saw Maddie checking him out so obviously, but then he, like, glanced away like it was nothing, but it was just so obvious.
Yeah, you do a really, really, you have a powerful checkout stare. You really stare, Maddie.
I've been told that before. All of my friends pay me out so much because, you know, I can't help it.
That's probably, you know what,
I sound like it's a chauvinistic pig, but it's just like.
It's a good thing.
You know, I just see somebody, you know, if I think they're hot, I mean, I just...
You're only human, aren't
you? I get in a trance, yeah, you know? It's almost trance. Like I'm hypnotized.
Some sort of black magic going on.
What do you think when you're staring at them?
I just picture our future together. No. I don't know. Just, oh, wow, they're very cute.
Good looking.
Very cute, yeah. How do you not? Jade, you're the biggest perv out. Please.
I do check people out too, actually.
Crevo, I feel, is a secret perv.
Yeah. You would never admit to it because you'd get in trouble if Emmy ever heard. I reckon you don't admit to a lot of things because of Emmy. No, 100%. I've got you figured out.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Like
I'm
what,
glad
Jade?
You do.
What do you mean?
What do you mean by that, though?
Well, like
in the most
Crevo
men,
sometimes doesn't. He's very calculated with what you say about Emmy in your relationship.
Well, that's fine to have privacy. You know, we're not all.
Yeah, but I think it's because you get in trouble, though. Because I think Emmy wears the pants more around the house.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
I mean, he's not denying
it. She bosses you around.
There's different areas where the boss of different things.
Things, okay.
Yeah, that's
In true Crevo fashion, everything's equal. You know, yeah, like totally respectful.
There's a lot of like, you do this job, say, and I'm doing this job. And
we're not getting away from the perving conversation, by the way. Do you perv lots?
I don't.
In your van?
Ew, no. Too creepy.
Too creepy?
To do it from a van. I don't know. Like, everyone looks at different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he said that's a yes. He just tried to go about it in a different way.
Perving is such a, like, a gross word to me.
Perving? Oh. No, it's not. It's checking out. Don't go all PC on me. Like, if people want to check someone out, check them out. I find it quite flattering. If someone's looking at me, I think, take it all in.
Like, do you really?
Why not?
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's a compliment. It's not something to get offended over.
Oh, Crevo's
like getting
driving
if someone's
to Sydney
then
right
checking
now.
You out, and you know, there's a difference between checking someone out and like leering and then getting really seedy.
That
and
is true.
Licking
true.
Their lips, bit different.
There's like, a hot girl on the side of the road.
That's a bit creepy. Mm.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Ooh.
But just genuinely
like my white
taking
van?
In someone, admiring their beauty from afar, nothing wrong with that.
It's a Toyota Hiace.
Do you know what Ben told me?
What?
Actually, I don't know if I can tell this story.
Oh, just say it.
It's only the podcast.
No,
nothing to worry about.
No, because
You just gave him fucking shit for not talking about things on the radio, and now you're shutting up like a book.
Well, because there's a bit different. Not that he did anything illegal, but
it's, Benny.
Yeah, it had something to do with an incident that happened with somebody.
Oh, you know what? Whenever the word incident comes up,
not incident.
I
actually,
don't want to
hear
actually,
about it wasn't him.
Hooty punch.
Well, no, because I don't know. Can you pick up hitchhikers in New South Wales?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's not like bad illegal, but I it was to do with his mates, but I don't know if. If it's because I know it's illegal in Queensland, but I don't know if it's illegal
Let's
in all
Google
states.
It. Let's Google it.
It's not illegal.
No, it is. You're not.
No,
you're,
it's not.
Yeah, hitchhiking's illegal now. You're not allowed to hitchhike.
Oh,
is and hitchhiking legal in Australia? Here we go. It is not illegal to hitchhike in Australia, though it is an offence to obstruct traffic by soliciting a ride.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't break a law.
No, okay. Well, that's
right. Now you can tell.
Well, I thought it was illegal. Maybe that's what my
mother...
Oh,
in Queensland it's illegal.
Yeah, it is illegal in Queensland.
You picked up a hitchhiker, though.
No, so one of...
Absolutely not.
No.
This story better be good.
Especially not in Queensland.
No.
But one time at the border, clearly and distinctly on the New South Wales side.
There was an incident that when his mates were younger and one of his mates was driving and turns out they pulled over and they picked up a hitchhiker and they were fine. They dropped him off where that he needed to go. Like, it wasn't sus, but they just wanted
nice
to...
Nice deed.
But they left... They just wanted to pick them up and have a joke. So they left, like, a knife, like, on the dashboard to freak them out. But even though they weren't going to do anything.
Well, that's a little bit fucked up.
No. I said that poor hitchhiker, you would have given him a fright.
I'll say.
I know. He'd
probably never hitchhike again.
Probably not. But they were like, yeah, they just wanted to be funny and pick him up and just have a knife there and then just drop him off.
Come on
and
in.
Just scare him, but like not
Get
do
in
any,
the car.
Anything. They were friendly.
Yeah, you need a lifter.
Anyway, that's why you don't do anything.
What's that on the dashboard there?
That's not a knife. this is a knife.
So you can hitchhike in New South Wales.
Well, yeah, there's no distinct information on it. So when I Googled,
I thought it was illegal.
When I Googled for everywhere, for Queensland, it said there was a Brisbane Times article saying it was illegal in Queensland.
I know it's illegal up there.
But then when you Google it just in general, there's a Wiki Travel article saying it's not illegal in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll make it legal.
It's not creepy at all.
What do you mean?
But that's
That's just sound like
full
your
on
uncle.
Prank.
Putting
but,
it out there
but
is
funny.
That is that Maddie's creepiest voice that he does?
No, I've got for creepier in me.
Come on, do it.
Yeah, gang, you want to get in the car?
Can I hear your creepy
you
voice,
get in
Creepo?
The car?
Let's see if you can do it best.
You want to get in my white van? You want to get in the car?
That's
go
cool.
A bit creepier.
I don't think I can.
You get can.
In,
you can got you it in your think dark.
Get in my white
evil.
Van.
Evil.
Get in my white van.
That's good. That was good. Can I try?
Yes,
do I have to do it as a bloke or a female?
Yeah, whatever you
whatever
want.
Whatever you want.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard
channel
as a female, isn't it?
Creepy.
I'd lure them in with
are
like,
you in a car?
Sex. Pardon?
Say that again, sorry.
Well, that's how you get them if you're a psycho.
Are
female.
You in a car?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Do you want to get in my car? Do you want to get in my car?
You sound like a sex line worker.
I know, I can't help it.
Hi, guys. Call 1-300-926-57.
Get in my car. Get in my car. Do you want to get in my car?
Nah, 2-4s.
Do you want to get on my car? Get on my...
Get short and angry.
Get on my car.
Short
get in my car.
Get in my car.
Get in my car.
Yeah, there we
there
go.
We go.
Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
Also,
light
thank you.
Bright.
Thank you to everybody that voted for the Newcastle Podcast Festival Awards.
Yeah, we won.
We won.
We're winners.
Happy days.
Well, thanks to you.
Nah, thanks for voting. We do really appreciate
and
it.
And don't hitchhike.
Or do. It's up to you. Live your own life.
Bye.
Bye.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun!
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Creepo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Creepo.
Well, do you know how expensive
Jay.
Tea can be and coffee?
Steal it from work.
No, I know, too hard. I've got to bring my
before.
Own containers. Yeah, I've had an incident at work.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
Morning, guys. How are we? Jade, you're back.
Good
welcome.
Morning.
Welcome back, Jade.
Yay.
Jade was so filthy. You might remember on the show last week, we threw out all of the junk on her desk. Just dropping about until she got her bag back.
It was a pigsty. Well, I don't know what happened on where I usually
I'm pretty
sit.
Sure it's a pigsty at present, doll. We just cleaned it up.
No,
just in a different order.
Didn't like it.
And do you know what? Poor old Creevo delegated to the corner once again.
Yeah.
Kicked out of the spot, Creevo. Sorry,
back to
brother.
To the alleyway. walkway.
You should have made a move this morning. It was your one chance to get her spot.
That's all right.
Thank you, Creevo.
And the other, I thought, you know what? All the stuff being moved, that's enough.
Creevo cares about my well-being.
Don't we all?
Yay,
hey, oh my God, we won last night.
It's really nice to be here.
Thanks,
so
doll.
You know.
Thank you.
I did miss you guys.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
Wouldn't know it though. From you like when you leave your pets, you know, and you go on holidays, you come home and they're like a little bit standoffish. They don't know quite know what to say or do. Well, pets can't talk, but you know. Big night last night.
Yes.
We won. Newcastle
winners.
Podcast Festival.
We're winners.
We did.
So great, guys. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, to you guys for sure. I mean, taking that away, it just felt like a lot of hard work paid off.
Yeah, big thank you to everyone who voted.
Oh, my God, yeah. And do you know what? Every single person said, what are you doing a podcast for? That nobody will listen to that. And I'm like, yeah.
We'll see.
They will.
We'll see.
And they do.
And we won.
Yeah. Congrats all around.
Speaking of winning, I think it's the lasses' day today with lads versus lasses. The lads are on 14. The girls are on 10. If you would like to play, you can win yourself a family pass to the Newcastle show, or the show as it is known, March 5th, 6th and 7th.
Can I just make
three
the announcement
days.
Now?
Yeah.
Now.
Kicking off today.
Yeah.
Tell your friends about this. New FM has 1,000 tickets to the show.
1,000 tickets.
1,000
family passes.
They've had to build an extra room at the back of the studio.
Oh, massive.
Just to fit all the tickets in because they're oversized novelty tickets.
Really big. Look at them.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses. Thank you.
What a great morning. Lads versus lasses. The scoreboard. The lads are on 14. The lasses, 10. It is the nail biter.
Sorry, doll. we're even further ahead now.
No. But we're catching up because there is a family pass up for grabs to the show this March 5th, 6th and 7th. You want to head there. And on 13 10 09, if you want to play, we're going to our lass this morning. No.
Lad. Hey, Taylor. If he was a Simpsons character, it would be Barney Gumble. Best advice he's ever received is, if you want to see your mate succeed, do not ask them for a discount. Jay, take note. Oh. Hello, Taylor. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, doing well, man. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was all right. Nice, chill.
Oh, good stuff. What did you do?
Not much, just played game with me.
Oh, sounds like fun. Let's do it, guys. Question number one for Taylor. Here we go. It is, how many Pussycat dolls are there? Multiple choice. Is it A, 5, B, 4, or C, 6?
4.
4 is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Unlucky.
5, formerly 6. Question number two. What was the name of Britney Spears' first single?
I have no clue.
Baby, one more time.
I wouldn't have got that either.
Oh. One question to go.
Okay, question three. How old is Madonna's boyfriend? She likes a younger man. Take a stab. What do you think it is?
32
is incorrect. It's 26.
Wow.
I mean, she's pushing 60, right?
I think she's 62.
Yeah.
So the ages are actually opposite.
Well, hold the line, man, because you know what? People have won with no questions right.
That's
so just hang
so
on
true.
There.
Yay, so we're going to our lasses.
Yeah, it's time to meet Rochelle. Her friends describe her as loud and helpful, prefers tea over coffee, weird, and green tea especially. Keanu Reeves, Johnny Depp and Julia Roberts all make up her ultimate celebrity dinner party. I'd love to be at that party.
Hey.
Yeah, how you going?
Hey.
Really good, Rochelle.
That sounds good.
Yeah, an exciting night. Let's get into your questions. Number one for you. The Everest is an SUV made by which brand of car?
The Everest. Oh, sorry, doll.
No, you're right. Is it Ford?
Yes, it is.
Dude.
Well done.
Which means you're a winner straight up.
Yoo-hoo.
Oh, yo,
it's
absolutely.
That easy.
Hey.
I like that.
There you go.
Good on you.
How easy is that?
Yes.
So we've got some squealing microphones in here. Very good
in
the ears.
I was trying to figure out if it was my phone. I was like, what is my phone doing?
No, you know what? It's us. Not it's me. It's not you.
Yeah.
I did say my friends would say I'm loud. So.
Oh, good job. Our family passed to the show. How exciting. It's a part of New FM's.
I'm very excited. My kids will love it. Thank you.
Oh, we're so happy. 1,000 tickets to the show, giving it away here at New FM for the next couple of weeks. That's crazy, right?
It is.
Hey, guys, I want to play some audio for you next for a brand new segment, Jay, that you know nothing about. It's called Brits Unhinged.
Oh, brilliant.
The great thing about Brits, right?
Yeah.
They fly off the handle very easily.
Well, that's why they're called whinging poms.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you more next. I've got some fantastic audio of some Brits going wild. This time, it's on a Zoom meeting. Someone was, smart enough to hit record on this meeting, so I'll play it to you next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
You're a chippy oi, can I have had a belly full of you? That's what you are.
I'm so angry!
You horrible, horrible people.
Brand new segment on the show. It's called Brits Unhinged. And we're doing this for no other reason, but it's really funny listening and watching Brits go wild because they are next level.
But, like, there seems to be a certain amount of shows where they just fly off the handle.
So we're doing this based off TV shows.
Just in general, if there's ever a clip on the internet that has a Brit going crazy, this is where it lives. I want to play this audio right here. It's from a lady called Jackie Weaver, who's a part of a local council over there. A bunch of them were doing a Zoom meeting, and this clip has gone viral on the internet after she, like the boss she is, locked a whole heap of men out of the Zoom meeting. I've got to play this audio for you. Let me tell you, this woman, you don't want to get on the wrong side of.
Okay.
I'll start the meeting, and I want to repeat what I said at the beginning of the last meeting, that this meeting has not been called according to the law. The law has been broken.
It has been properly
will
called.
Will you please let the chairman
this is what it speak? Please. If you disrupt this meeting, I will have to remove you from it.
You can't.
It's only the chairman who can remove people from a meeting. You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver. No authority at all.
She's just kicked him out. She's kicked him out. Don't.
This is a meeting called by two councillors.
Illegally.
They now elect a chairman.
No, they can't, because the vice chair's here. I take charge. Read the standing orders. Read them and understand them.
Oh, my God. That's intense.
Nobody puts baby in the corner. Apparently, she can.
Zoom wow. Politics. Who would have thought?
This clip has just gone all over the internet. I love that.
Oh.
Isn't that just pointless bureaucracy?
Nailed it.
At its finest.
At its finest.
That's incredible. What a great piece of audio.
I know. So there it is, kicking off. Brits Unhinged.
Think Geordie Shore. So whenever we find a really funny clip, we'll bring it to you right here on the show.
Oh, brilliant. Because that's actually really quite entertaining.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Were you entertained?
I love it.
Were you entertained?
Yeah, I was, you gladiator beast.
Oh, this is certainly a new energy in the room suddenly.
Yeah, sure is.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the world
go. Oh, obviously, guys, yesterday was a big day. I was looking on Scott Morrison's Instagram and I met Jane because they've written, "Meet Jane, the first person in Australia to receive the COVID-19 vaccine."
One letter off, Jade. It could have been you, doll.
Could have been. So,
meet Jade.
She was an 84-year-old great-grandmother and a resident at an aged care facility. And she looked stoked to be getting the vaccine. So,
as would I be.
First person in Australia. Good on, Jane.
I can't wait to get the jab.
Yes,
it's going to be fantastic. Mm. Think about how open our lives will be.
Oh, awesome.
Well, fingers crossed. They said it's going to be taking years. I think I heard the other day it's going to be like 2024 before international travel kicks off now.
Who knows?
I don't know. But, hey, if you can get the vaccine and you're allowed to travel, happy days.
I think it's ongoing. 2024. That sounds about right,
well,
to be honest.
There's a new study out saying April, it's going to be almost non-existent. This is by, these big Harvard medical researchers.
Really?
I don't know. I think it depends who you listen to. They say because, in the US, places that have so much exposure to it, plus the vaccine, it'll be quicker than we think.
Different strains, though, as well.
Mm.
Like if you get the vaccine, you might know, Jackson, and you go over to the UK, for example, which has a completely different strain to us, does it still fight against it? Or
some of the vaccines work against, they're saying, all strains.
Yeah, right.
It might be like the flu where you get an update.
Right.
So, you know how you get the new flu jab each year?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're saying the strains are like the same disease. Different types of levels of infection.
Who knows?
It's all screwed up.
Yeah.
It really is.
Oh, well, all I know is it felt good getting on a plane despite the circumstances.
Did you have to wear a mask for the whole flight?
Yeah, I had to wear a flight. It was fine, though. I just fell asleep. I was loving life, relaxing.
Feeling chilled out.
Yeah.
Guys, a bit of a different one, switching gears here. A friend of mine I was talking to over the weekend was telling me that they haven't been intimate with someone in almost 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
10 years.
Almost.
A whole decade.
They said it was probably 8 years ago.
That's a long time. One of your friends.
Yeah, a friend of mine.
How old are they?
They're 34, 35 maybe.
That's a bit odd.
Like on purpose or?
Just haven't found people that they click
10
with.
10 years.
Oh, okay. So they're single.
24. Okay. It's 24 the last time this person had fun. Jeez. Yeah.
So what I thought we could do, 13-10-09, have you been on a long dry streak? A big old drought. Maybe it was now, maybe it was in the past.
10 years.
Drought might have broken now.
I don't think anyone can beat that. 10 years.
No judgment, though.
No.
We'll be very supportive.
Jade, look how shrieking you are right now. Can you even imagine a life where you do nothing for 10 years, Jade?
No, I'm going to keep an open mind because people have their reasons.
That's right.
It'd be interesting to know.
10 years,
that's if
though.
You'll admit to it. Please do.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
How long has the drought been?
Sexy and I know it.
Yeah, talking to my friend on the weekend and apparently it's almost a decade. It was a Europe trip back then. And there's been no...
10 years.
No real action since.
Is he a bit of a loser? Just putting it out there.
No, not at all.
Well, because...
How mean. Mean-spirited Jade Leader. Shame on you.
Going out. He's obviously lacking some social skills.
Just hasn't... Just sort of wanted to find someone a bit special.
Is he religious?
No.
Oh, so it's no sex before marriage, born again stuff.
No, nothing like that. Just hasn't found someone that they're into kind of thing.
Do you think you could last 10 years, Crevo?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Far too long.
10 years, very frustrating. Ten years.
How long have you gone, Maddie?
Huh?
Your longest drought.
Oh, like...
As a single man, because you're the only single one really.
I don't know, like a year, 6 months, something like that.
You know, that's normal.
Yeah, I think that's kind of normal.
I think, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll find out. Who's on the line?
Gazza. Hey, Gary, how are you?
How you going?
Hey, good man. Tell us about the drought. Is it you or somebody you know?
No, I worked away for a bit.
Yeah.
And 10 weeks is the longest, mate. Any more than that, geez, you go nuts.
10 weeks?
10 weeks.
What were you doing for 10 weeks, Gary, that took you away from your woman?
I was working out in the territory.
Yeah.
And then I remember flying back.
Oh, you're FIFO.
And, I did, back in the day, you did big shifts, not like little pussies now.
Yeah.
And then we got back in the car park. I remember dropping the target down the ute and lifting her skirt up and doing it down there in the cooling gutter car park, mate.
Oh, wow.
And my little white ass out there.
Gary, wow.
Right then and there.
Then and there, brother.
I love the sound effects.
Hey, Gary, Jade's intrigued. Are you into married women?
No,
there, we'll leave it there.
It's weird that Jade was licking her lips there.
Yeah.
Well, why, Jade?
Good on him. That's good, isn't it?
Anyone that's doing my job for me this morning, fantastic. No sound effects from me needed.
I would like a little bit of action in a car.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's leave that.
I can't remember all the vehicles. Anyway, what's the goss coming up with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Cameron Diaz has set the record straight to whether she's going to be returning to the big screen. Also to Kate Winslet, scarred from the Titanic press, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, sweet.
Cool and get a car park.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
The coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Oh, Jackson, I've so missed your What's the Goss during the weeks while I've been gone because I'm not up with what's happening in the celebrity world.
When you're on holiday, Jabe.
Look, I had a lot going on. But the thing is, I'm curious to know about Kate Winslet and why she's scarred by the paparazzi. That's intense.
Oh, well, not so much the paparazzi, but more just the press that came out with the Titanic. I mean, you had Joan Rivers saying that if she lost 5 pounds, she'd be able to share the raft with old Jack from the Titanic.
That's terrible.
So she's actually said that sort of commentary on her weight back then almost made her not move to Hollywood and just quit acting altogether.
Wow.
She says that she just found herself just feeling like she needed to defend herself and that people called her defensive when she grew some balls and actually just got a bit outspoken about
it. Isn't she a sweetheart?
She is.
I really love Kate Winslet.
I didn't know she was actually British until about a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. You know, she's a big Brit, but do you know what?
getting on the bandwagon.
Big star, big Brit. No, she's lovely. She's one of my favourite actresses. She's in my top two, her and Meryl Streep. But what I love about Kate Winslet, she went to acting school, obviously, over in the UK, and she got told by her acting coach that you'll do okay if you're only happy to settle for the fat girl parts.
Oh, that's terrible.
I kid you not.
And then Rebel Wilson came along.
Yeah.
Stole all them.
No, but she gave this really nice speech. I watched it once, and she told that story, and she said she just got to focus on your dreams and block out what people say and just go for it. No, and she did. And look at her now. She's a big star in Hollywood.
Yeah, former big star.
I like her relationship with Leo DiCaprio still.
I know,
that's really sweet.
Like brother and sister.
Yeah.
I just think she's very inspirational.
The make out, which is weird.
Moving on to other people who make out. Cameron Diaz with one of those twins from Good Charlotte.
Yeah.
No thanks. She's opened up about when she's going to return to acting, if she's going to return to acting. I didn't actually know she'd retired. I don't find her that good of an actress.
Cameron Diaz is a terrible actress.
She's been doing it for a while. She started at 21. She's now 48. Here's what she's been doing.
Will I ever make a movie again? I'm not looking to, but will I? I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe. Never say never. But I couldn't imagine like to have to be on a movie set that takes, you know, 14 hours, 16 hours of my day away from my child. I personally feel like I wouldn't have been the mom that I am now had I chosen to do that.
Do you know what this screams to me? What? The movie role's dried up. She's retired, but now she's pretending like, oh, I'm not really interested, but I'm going to throw the lure out there and see if any casting agents come onto it.
The hot blonde girl.
Cameron Diaz. I think she's quite funny. Bad teacher. Great funny film.
Can't remember that one.
You know what ruined it for me? Shrek.
No.
She
played the voice of Fiona, didn't she?
Princess Fiona. No. Well, thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that. Cameron Diaz. Wasn't she dating one of the Good Charlotte boys for a while?
I thought she still was, isn't she?
She's married to him.
I opened the gossip with that. Do you guys listen to me?
No, they don't. Honestly.
I haven't slept much since last night, so that's my excuse.
Yeah.
He's busy eating cheese and crackers.
My pain, producer Jackson.
I'm having cheese and crackers.
I'm talking to like six walls in here sometimes.
The old six-wall building.
New FM. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, just in case I have to have an emergency stop, I think you're crazy if you do not keep a roll of toilet paper in your car.
In case you need to squat by the side of the highway.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
Hey, Jade, you're the only one on the team with your own, like, Facebook page at Jade Leader, like a celebrity page. Mm. Tell me, was it taken down in the big Facebook cull last week?
Mine wasn't.
Enough news on there.
Mine still... Well, you know what? Very rarely. I don't like to bombard anyone who follows me on there with a bit of drivel.
Too much Jade news.
Yeah, like, there's only, like, to share the odd thing that I'm quite passionate about, but otherwise...
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't. I rarely put a news story up, really.
Oh, well, yeah,
unless it's,
no,
like,
news stories.
Massive breaking...
Just Jade news.
Just all about me. It's my Facebook page, so it can be. So if you like me and you want to see what I'm up to, you can follow it.
There you go.
And I interact. I actually like chatting to people on there.
You're so down to earth, Jade.
Thanks, man.
You really are.
I am. I know we make jokes, but I am. I'm very nice.
Any more tickets? You're done on yourself. Oh,
I'm just saying. You're teasing me. I'm like, I'm a nice person.
Yeah, you are, Jade.
Yeah, wow. Thanks.
So, up next, speaking of Facebook, we're doing Have You Stopped Using Facebook? I've had so many friends that have just gone on a massive Facebook exodus after this. I mean, if you're getting your news from Facebook, to be honest, you probably don't care about the news too much. I'm just putting that out there.
Well, and you're only getting... This is what annoys
good
me
way to
about
get rid
Facebook,
of it.
Too, with their
good
news.
Good time, though, to get rid of it.
You're only getting fed what Facebook chooses to show you in your feed.
Yeah,
so
Donald Trump won the election.
That went real well.
13:10:09 this morning. Have you stopped using Facebook? And what's life been without it? Because I'm contemplating it.
I love it. I still love Facebook. It's good for me.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Well, I keep in touch with my family on there.
You love Facebook.
I do. I actually really enjoy it.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13:10:09 this morning. Have you stopped using Facebook and for how long? Of course, the big Facebook exodus. So many people leaving the platform, rejoining MySpace. I'm seeing a lot of it. I don't know why, though, because it's really crap.
It's just a fad.
Would you ditch Facebook, Crevo? I know that you do so much business through it.
Yeah, I mean...
What
I
would you do
so.
If, like, that... crashed. I mean, you'd be lost without it, right?
Yeah, back to more Gumtree, I guess, or
Gumtree, eBay.
Gumtree. Yeah, eBay. There's other ways.
Craigslist.
Yeah, there's all new platforms coming out as well.
I like it, but doesn't you and Emmy? Because Emmy's family live overseas.
Yep.
She uses it a fair bit.
Not really for contacting them. They just talk on WhatsApp usually.
Yeah, you're more WhatsApp family.
After watching that Netflix movie, The Social Dilemma. Really want to get off Facebook, but there's just so much of my life on there, you know,
all
the photos, the memories.
So hang on, I don't know about this movie. What's that all about?
Just how like these big tech corporations keep all of your information and they almost have like sort of set profiles on you.
Yeah, okay.
Which they then on sell to advertisers other companies. Yeah.
So all the info about you there.
Isn't that helpful in a way, though, if you're looking for something? I don't know. I just sort of think if they know me, well, then I'm going to get ads that I want.
You fascinate me, Jade, because you're very secretive and private.
I'm private with, like, strangers.
But, like, your personal information, no problems.
You can have it.
They don't have my tax file number or my bank account details.
Oh, that you know of.
Yeah, no.
Have you
no,
ever sent those over Facebook?
No, I haven't.
Well, good. Don't do it.
Yeah, but I'm not too concerned.
I would at least five friends just ditch Facebook after this.
Oh, that's very sad because I love it. I love it as a medium. I use Messenger all the time. Talk to my family, my sister, in particular, mum.
Very handy for that.
I'm always FaceTiming them.
Mm.
I think it's a great medium.
Well, I wasn't saying it wasn't.
No. I'm just saying
it wasn't a right or wrong. Is Facebook bad?
What about you though?
Yeah. Look, it is what
it
is.
Do you think you'll ever drop it?
I don't think I'll drop it. No. I'll shut it down. I use Messenger too much. Although that I did start using that like the encrypted one.
Oh yeah.
That a lot of people were using there for a while when The Social Dilemma came out because you know these things get popular after Netflix, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. They do a big documentary on it and everyone's going
to
encrypted.
Be honest, I don't think Australians are too paranoid, which is a good thing, so
That is true. Hey Jackson, do we have the maths sexologist on next?
Yes, Alessandra Rampolla.
Ooh, I can't
that's how
wait
you pronounce
for this.
It. It's she sounds very interesting.
What is it, Alessandra?
Yes, Alessandra.
Alessandra.
Clinical sexologist.
Can't wait to talk to her.
Connecting the couples on this year's Married at First Sight.
They're like a sex therapist, aren't they?
Yeah, something and she's like from that. Puerto Rico.
Do you have any questions for her, Jay? It's one time only in life you get to speak to a clinical sexologist.
I don't know. I'm going to have a good think about this. Oh, good. If there's anything you'd like us to ask a sexologist for you,
hit us up on
Facebook.
We'll speak to her next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Break the music is back, Crevo. Dinner for nine at Inferno up for grabs.
Nine people.
Yeah.
Well, 10 if you include yourself.
Nine of your friends.
If you're a big family. Imagine, I think we spoke to that family. It had a family of 10 or 11, I think.
Well, they should maybe rate the music because then they could all go as a family.
Oh, but you know what? I'm excited to chat to this sexologist, Alessandra. So I had to Google what a sexologist was because we were debating it in the team. And apparently, they go through help clients go through sexual growth, helping them to identify their sexual goals by offering them education, resources, tools, and techniques. Guys.
Are you going to ask Alessandra about some of your goals?
Let's speak to her. Maybe. Yeah, the new season of Maths, of course, is on the way. She's joining us on the show right now. Alessandra Rampolla. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
It's Shuey.
Oh, hey, mate.
Shuey.
What are you doing on the line, brother?
When did you last become... When were you a sexologist? What? What are you doing?
Never.
Shuey, why are you calling? Do you have some problems in the bedroom?
No, I've got a big problem, you guys.
Shuey mows the lawn, by the way, and you're live on the air, Shuey. Tell me.
Yeah, I've got a big problem, you guys. I need some help.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean?
My son's been in hospital for 10 days. Oh. He's got a serious condition.
Yeah.
He can't walk far. We had him home for a couple of hours on Saturday. And a couple of hours on Saturday, he fell over and split all his lip open. He's got a thing called dystonia, which is very rare. You end up in a wheelchair or you can die out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 15.
Shuey, that's terrible. Shuey,
this is awful.
I've tried everywhere to get... We've had wheelchairs up at the hospital, but you can't bring them home. I've tried everywhere.
What do you need, Shuey? Do you need a wheelchair?
I need a wheelchair with a headrest and seatbelt so we can belve him in.
What's his name?
I'm just wondering if there's someone out there.
Well, Shuey,
can help us.
That takes a lot, mate.
Because it's ripping our heart out at the moment.
Will he? What's the prognosis? Is he going to be okay, or will he get through this period?
It's a very rare condition. He can die out of it, or he can end up in a wheelchair.
Just not sure at this point.
And, well, they reckon that he's not going to get worse. They're talking about, because he's been in there so long, sending him to ICU in Sydney at Westmead.
Then he'll
have to have brain surgery and all, and he might not survive that.
Gee, so is he, you know what, I'm glad we picked up the wrong line, Shuey, and we're talking to you right now. So is he at the local John Hunter, or is he still at the Sydney Westmead?
Okay,
so
that's good.
And so have you set up a GoFundMe page, or?
No, I haven't done nothing yet.
If there's somebody listening that can help Shuey with a wheelchair, would really appreciate it. He's a great guy, owns a local business. Your son's a lovely kid, Shuey. Yes. I've met him many times before. I think we all have here. Yep. Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Seat belts, and we need a headrest in it.
Seat belts and a headrest. If you got one of those kicking about, or you can help out, please get in touch with the station.
All right, Shuey, hold on the line. Producer Jackson will get your number, and if there's anyone that can help, if you can please call 131009, because our sexologist is actually not coming on the show. Just had a message come through from Producer Jackson, and I think, stuff the sexologist, let's help Shuey.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks, Shuey. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, guys.
No worries, man.
Sorry, man.
We'll do our best for you, man. Thank you.
Poor Shuey.
Terrible, isn't it? He's a young fella.
He's
15 years old. He helps Shuey all the time when he comes to mow the lawns.
Yeah, I've met him when he's mowing
the lawn. Hard little worker.
Yeah, always helping out on the job site. So.
And he was a really friendly kid too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Up for a chat. He's a good kid.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Wow, really full-on moment on the show minutes ago. Shuey, who is a friend of the show here, he actually mows the lawns here at New FM. He's had some problems with his son and his health. This is what happened.
He's got a thing called dystonia, which is very rare. You end up in a wheelchair or you can die out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 15.
Shuey, that's terrible.
Shuey, this is awful.
I've tried everywhere to get... We've had wheelchairs up at the hospital, but you can't bring them home. I've tried everything.
What do you need, Shuey? Do you need a wheelchair?
I need a wheelchair with a headrest and seatbelt so we can belve him in.
Really sad stuff.
Yeah.
15 years old. Shuey, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, Shui, I just have to tell you, David very kindly caught up and he's donated a wheelchair and a walking frame to your son.
Thank you so much.
Like, he didn't want to come on air.
Yeah.
But I just think it also says a lot about how good this community is that we live in.
Yeah.
Like, we just put that call out just randomly. People already stepping up to the plate.
We also got a call from Jen. She wanted to donate a chair, so multiple people have called up, Shirley.
You've got options there, because I know you need one with a headrest and a couple of features. So hopefully, fingers crossed, one of these chairs will be perfect.
Yeah, like, I don't like to ask anyone for nothing.
That's all right, Shirley. Sometimes you have to, and it's okay.
At the moment, we really need it.
Mate, you're no less of a man for asking for help. In fact, you're more of a man for coming on and doing that.
Yeah,
so. And absolutely. I want to thank everybody so much for ringing up and offering. It's really much appreciated.
All good, mate.
All good, Shui. Hang on the line there. We're going to connect you with those who are going to help.
I'm glad that's sorted.
Yeah.
Really good. Wow. Thank you again to David and Jen. That's so incredibly generous of you guys. So,
oh, definitely. And,
helping out a man in need.
We have great listeners. And, guys, I was away last week.
I didn't notice.
But, you know, for those who don't know why I was away, I'm going to give you an update on that next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So I was away last week and it was because my beautiful Nana passed away, and I just wanted to take a moment just to talk to you guys about it, because she was a beautiful woman and she loved this song, Moon River. We actually played it at her funeral, and it was one of her favourite songs, and it was so nice to see the mark my Nana left on everyone's life. Mm-hmm. Because so many people were at her funeral. So her name was Shirley Leader. She was named after Shirley Temple. And I always, like, growing up, I always used to go and watch Shirley Temple movies. And I grew up wanting to be Shirley Temple, like my nan, and I went to tap dancing lessons. And, yeah, I just remember, like, we'd have the best sleepovers at nan's. Like, my sister and I, we have those old school, you know, they were the bunk beds, but they had the double bunk down the bottom and the single.
One at the top. Yep.
So, like, we'd go around my nan's, and this is when we lived in New South Wales in Queanbeyan. And my sister and I would sleep in the double down below together and wake up at 5 in the morning to, like, the roosters crowing. And we'd wake up and run out and watch the Saturday morning cartoons. And Nana would make us porridge, and it was just really nice memories. And I always used to go to the hospital and, like, volunteer with her, like, because she did that all the time. She'd go there and wash the dishes in the hospital auxiliary. And she'd always say to us girls, oh, anyone want to come? And I'd just always go with her just because
I just loved it.
Just keep her company. Spend time with her. I loved it. And, like, I don't... You know, I know it sounds really boring. Like, why would you want to go and dry dishes? But I just loved my Nana that much.
Your memories are your memories. And Jade, she sounds like an incredible woman.
She really was.
I don't know if, like, I'm right here, but from afar, from what you've said about your Nana since, like, we met, you guys very much alike.
Yeah.
Like, a lot in common.
A lot of personality traits and stuff.
We did, I guess. Like,
Shirley Temple.
Temple. That was one of them.
The eternal optimist,
Yeah, she never spoke a bad word about anybody, which is just rare in people.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I have moments where I get really sad. Like, when I think, like, I walked past Miller's the other day and Nana used to buy her shirts from Miller's.
Yeah,
because she used to buy them from there. But, like, just little things, like, I miss, like, about Nana, and, like, I'd send her text messages because she was unwell, but it was really sudden.
Did she have a mobile phone?
She had a mobile phone, and we would text each other.
She was 90, yeah?
She was going to be 90 this June. And it's sad because she wanted to make it her 90th, but You know, she had a good innings, like 89 years, and with her health, like she had osteoporosis really bad. But yeah, she was a trooper to the end, and it was really funny because I was saying goodbye to her on FaceTime, and it was really funny because I was a mess. I was crying, and she was like, pull yourself together. Like, she managed to get it. But that was my nan, you know. And I was like, okay. And it was funny because the whole family, we all joke about it, how Nana was, like, told me off to the end.
Did she leave you with any advice for the future?
She didn't.
Or any parting words?
I felt really bad because when I was saying goodbye to her, I forgot to say thank you.
Oh, doll.
But
she knows.
Her how much I loved her. I love you so much, Nan. I just kept saying that
to her.
She
knows. Yeah. You don't beat yourself up over that.
But, like, doll. I went and paid my respects at the funeral, and I said thank you, Nan. I forgot to say it.
That's all right. Give her a hug, Trevo. She needs a hug.
But, yeah, I just want people to say, like, you know, life's so short. And, like, you know, I know I had, like, the other week my sister and I were having a little bit of a tiff, and I'm glad that we made up
good.
The Friday before my nan passed away. But it just puts those stupid little arguments you might have with your friends or your family into perspective. And it's just like, just don't take things for granted, especially your family, you know, because once they're gone, and you miss them. Like, so...
Oh, Dale, that was very brave of you to come on and speak
anyway,
about this.
Anyway, I don't want to keep crying about it.
You know
it,
what? She's proud of you, Dale. Yeah. You've done a great job.
But yeah, just be good to your family. Love your family.
Oh, wow. There you go.
What a moment.
It's been an emotional half hour.
Oh, it really has been.
Wow.
But yeah.
Well, we're glad you're back, Jade.
Yeah, and I really did miss you guys. And thank you so much for, like, doing the show
That's
without
all right,
me.
Of course, of course.
Like, this is what a team is, right?
Yeah.
We take care of each other. And
because you guys have been great.
You know she would have been so proud of you, Jade, for all the things you do.
Anyway.
She's a big star like Shirley Temple. Changing pace right now. We have $500 to give away with Birthday Lotto. Crevo, would you like to spin the birthday wheel, please?
Absolutely.
All you need is a birthday to play this game. We draw a month at random. Then we spin the birthday balls. If your birthday comes out, you win the money.
It's November.
Boom! November.
If 13, you were born then?
10:09.
Call up.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
This is
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
$500 up for grabs today, guys, with Jay, Maddie and Crevo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday to play. We've got some birthday balls over here. If your birthday comes out, you win the money instantly. Very easy, guys.
That's yeah, right. It is. And right now, we are going to Jess. She's from Shortland. She believes she has all the traits of a Scorpio, and she collects seashells and is a scuba diver. Hello.
Hey,
how you doing? Hey, Jess. So where's the coolest place you've scuba dived?
Probably over in the Philippines.
Oh, nice.
You know, Jess, Crevo here is a keen scuba diver.
Yeah, love it. Philippines is great. Where did you go?
We just went over to Cebu and just around a couple of other little places.
Oh, how beautiful. Is Cebu in that area? This diving there is unbelievable.
Can I ask what the visibility is like? Can you see quite far?
It depends on where you are. So you can have visibility for about 20, 30 metres, but then in the bays you can have it for like 30 centimeters in front of your face.
Wow. Because I scuba dived in Fiji, and seeing that you're an avid scuba diver, you want to scuba dive the Great White Wall. It's like this amazing, the visibility is like, honestly, it was probably like 90 meters, like so crystal clear over there. And imagine this like white, like this big white wall of like coral and fish swimming around it, and then it just drops off into like this just big black abyss underneath you. It's amazing.
That would be incredible.
Is it the only time you've scuba dived, Jade?
No, I've actually
scuba dived.
That's
your one recommendation.
No. I've scuba because it was so, the visibility's so good.
Yeah.
So I did the looking glass just off here in Nelson Bay. That's amazing. So they call it the looking glass. That's a boat dive. So you go out and obviously you jump off the boat in. Yeah. You go down and then there's like these, like a little, I guess.
Swim through.
Yeah. And then when you look up, it's just sharks swimming around. Wow. And it's like you're looking into a looking glass.
Screw
it's incredible.
That. Let's win you some money this morning. Just spin those birthday balls, Jade.
Okay.
You big old shark. Here we go.
Yeah, but definitely do that too. Do the looking glass locally. All right.
Just quietly, Jess is going to be filthy if she doesn't win. She's so through 10 minutes.
she loves diving.
I love the diving chat.
I love diving chat. Okay. I really hope you were born on the 14th of November.
No, the 15th.
Oh, no.
Just think, if there was a minute less chat, she might have spun the balls a little bit differently.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Jess. Enjoy your day. Thanks for listening.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade will take anything that isn't glued down. This is why she has the nickname around the office, Bowerbird Jade.
That's true.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
So last week, guys, I was getting ready to go to pickleball. I got in the car, ready to leave, but I just had to chill out for a second and wait for one of my customers to come who's buying a Persian rug, right? I knew they were coming, say, 7:15, something like that. Sitting in the car in the driveway, just waiting. They're a bit late. I'm like, oh, okay.
First world problems. Millionaire, Mark.
Anyway.
I have to wait to sell my Persian rug.
I was sitting there and I spot out of the corner of my eye a dog looking very lost. It was just sort of sniffing along the ground, looking around. It really didn't look, it sort of looked out of place and uncomfortable. It looked at me, it looked at the ground again, and I was like, that poor dog is in a bit of trouble. So I jumped out of the car, and then I'm like, here, doggy, 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 like trying to call it over.
Yeah.
And it looked at me like with its puppy dog eyes and then started trotting the other direction a little bit, and then it would like look back over its shoulder. And I was like, oh, I've really got to try and help this dog because I saw it had a collar.
Yeah.
So I sort of like walking after it carefully and sort of calling out to it. And it goes around the corner and then it stopped. It just sat down on the ground like a lead weight, basically. Yeah. And I was able to catch up, grab the collar, called the number, and the guy's like, oh, I'm all the way out at Cabes Beach. I don't think I'm going to be able to, like, come and get my dog.
Oh my god.
Like, he's gone all this way.
Grevo's kept it.
And then he goes, No, I live in Mayfield, but I'm away. Can you go and take it to my neighbour's house? I'll try and call them up and get them on the phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, yeah, no worries.
The gall of some people, honestly, so he's too busy at Caves Beach that you need to go and find the neighbour.
Well, I think it was more the fact that it was too far away.
Yeah.
Like, and he just wants me to get... Anyway, this dog is sort of like a staffy, so quite solid and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I lift the dog up because it would not be led. It was just like sitting on the ground like a lump. I lift it up. My phone rings, the customer's there, and I'm carrying this dog in one arm, answering the phone in the other. I'm like, yeah, I'll be there in just a minute.
Did you get it home?
Eventually got it. I put it in the car and drove it home, and I did the rug deal. The whole thing happened. All's well that ends well.
Yeah.
But I thought what we could do, 13 10 09, your lost pet stories. How far did they go from home? It was a long time till you got them back. The more exciting and extreme, the better.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13:10:09 this morning. We're after your lost pet story.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is all after I rescued a little dog, a little staffy sort of thing that was lost in my neighbourhood. Big lump, didn't want to be led, so I had to carry it home.
Tell me, did the owner come and thank you or get you something nice?
No, I just got me a text.
Just a good deed.
Just a nice
That's
text.
That's nice.
I didn't mind about it. I just thought if it was my dog, I would, even though I had to chase it down the road around the corner, I would want someone to do that.
Do you know what the trick is? You've got to get down on your knees and...
Act like a dog.
No, act like a dog. But the thing is, they get scared because you're towering over them and because you're a stranger. So I always find when I'm trying to lure in a lost pet...
lure in a dog to steal?
No, what? Don't do that because if it's vicious, it'll attack you.
It won't. You just get on your knees and you say, come here, and they're more inclined to come to you because you're on their level.
Right.
That's just a hot tip.
A tip from Jade.
The dog whisperer.
lost pet stories is what we're after.
That's right. All right, let's go to Shanna. Hey.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, going well, Dale. Tell us about your lost pet story.
Yeah, so a friend was moving towns and couldn't take her bird Henry with her, and it was a Corella. So out of goodwill, I went, yeah, sure, the bird will be great. So... my husband and I took in this bird, Henry, who loved to have a chat, and all he knew what to say was, hello, Henry, every time someone or he heard something coming towards him. So it was always, hello, Henry. And I couldn't keep him inside, so we kept him in the outdoor laundry, sort of in the corner against the wall, in his cage. And one day I came home from work and noticed that Henry obviously just didn't want his bird feed, but he'd chewed through the plasterboard of the laundry walls.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
So through his cage,
you let him out, didn't you? On your way, Henry.
And made holes everywhere.
Oh my god. So what happened next?
So needless to say, my hubby wasn't too keen on Henry anymore, so one of my new workmates said that she would love Henry. We didn't tell her how destructive Henry was.
You're awful.
And a couple of weeks later, we see in the local paper, Corella was lost. And it was good old Henry.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
It's a bird you just can't get rid of.
He just wanted to be free.
So he just wanted to be free. So even though he was lost, I think he would have found his way in the wild pretty well.
Yeah. Oh, good on him.
If he can chew through a wall, he'll be absolutely fine.
Oh, King Henry.
So good. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Up next, Jade, terrible thing happened. You're very doom and gloom today.
You know what? I'm really sorry because I'd like to be a positive person.
Your car got keyed, right?
Oh, don't even... So, yeah, I'm going to tell you all about my car in a second
and
what's happened.
Somebody got you good. How long do you think it is? Like 60 centimetres?
I don't know, but we'll get into more in a sec.
She can only talk about it once.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Poor old Jade. Big dilemma.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Okay, guys. So, obviously, I've mentioned on the show that my nana passed away last week. And then I go away. I fly up to Queensland for the funeral. Mm. I come back on Friday to find my car has been keyed. I kid
How
you
annoying.
Not.
What an annoying thing to happen.
No need to cry. No more tears today.
No, I kid you not. Like, I get home and, you know, Benny and I, we go straight inside. We unpack and we're like, oh, we need to go out and get some dinner things. And then I go out and I'm just emotionally exhausted. And then I go to get into the car and I said, Ben, you're not going to believe this. Some fire truck engine has keyed my car.
Oh,
and it's not just a scratch.
Yeah.
It is like across the front door and it's across the back panel.
How long is it?
It's honestly like, I don't know, like 2 meters. Like it's
Jade,
been keyed.
It's not 2 meters, doll. Like your car's
as long as me, is it? Or longer?
Yeah, like go. Okay, so the pictures are on my Facebook page at the Jade Leader if you want to go have a look. Because we can't post on our Facebook page, I believe, because it's shut down. It is horrific. And it's gone though so far because everyone's like contacted me saying, oh, you can get a pen. But it's the point where someone's keyed it where it's gone to the undercoat of the car.
Jade, you need to cash in on your insurance.
Insurance.
That's what it's for.
Well,
things like this.
I don't know.
Brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they'll do the whole lot. They'll have to redo it.
So I went to the police station at Waratah and then actually had a really nice police officer help me out. And we did a police report up and all that sort of thing. But now, obviously, they're going to try their best to find out what happened, but they need CCT footage.
Now, Alfa Romeo is very good, but if you had a Tesla, that you would have had them on camera.
Oh, I'm just furious. Like, just to top off a week, I don't want to swear, but some hoodlum keyed my car. Like, not happy. So I don't know on 13 10 09 if anyone knows where I should take my car. I haven't been in this situation before because I haven't had anyone key my car. But if you can recommend somewhere to go. Because I don't know. I don't know the best place to go.
I'm just a girl.
No, I'm kidding. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I don't know if you go to a panel beater.
Of course you do.
Yeah, panel beater. And I think you probably, do you have comprehensive insurance?
I do. So
I'll probably be covered.
I have to call them today because they were closed yesterday.
Yeah.
But like, hopefully the excess isn't too much because I have a feeling like they're going to have to take all the paint off and read, but that's two panels.
Luckily, you're on the big bucks.
And you know what? If whoever keyed my car now, I hope you feel really, really, really guilty.
This is the problem with off-street parking, Jade.
Karma's going to come bite you in the ass.
You need a driveway.
I know.
You need to lock your car up.
I know. Well, you know, maybe when I win the lotto, I'll be able to afford one. But for now,
at the moment, no driveway.
No driveway, and like anyone who keys anyone's car, you're lower than scum.
Have you got that off your chest?
Yeah, I feel a bit better now.
Lucky, first of all, the police report will help you because if you do need to, if you're claiming the insurance, you'll need that.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I'm sure someone will have a suggestion of a good panel beater.
Yeah.
It just really sucks, doesn't it, man.
Like,
yeah.
Cars aren't cheap. Like, Maddie, you really, I know you can't understand.
Oh, no, doll. You know what? You know what? Suck it up and get your insurance, doll. Oh, that's what it's there for.
Yeah, but you pay excess.
It's New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Sorry,
Jade.
Hold on.
Hop off the phone, doll. Jeez. You're done?
Sorry.
You've done your business?
Yeah, no, I've had some lovely people call the show, so.
Did you get your car fixed?
No, I've just had recommendations of where I should go, which is really, really helpful, so thank you so much.
105 minutes commercial free is up next with Jackson. She's rolling her eyes.
Eminem and Lose Yourself.
I like that.
Good song.
Yeah, it's coming up.
You!
Colleen Bennett, Julia Michaels.
What a vibe, I'm loving this.
What a vibe, and
your fave.
Yeah, Vanessa Amoroso.
Nice.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Kicking off after 9. Oh, Crevo, you've got a humdinger for Jade right now.
Yeah, so, Jade, you've been watching that show Bridgerton a lot.
I have. I love Bridgerton.
And you've been banging on about how much you love it, right?
Yeah.
And last week, while you were away, Emmy started watching Bridgerton, right?
Yes.
And I...
You say Emmy did.
Yeah.
Were you watching it too?
I watched some of it.
And
then I didn't like it, but I realised what had caught you hook, line and sinker, the reason you've gone so mad for it.
I think I've watched it 3 times, the season, complete, yeah.
Oh, well, you need to get alive. That's what you need to do, darling.
I love
it. I figured out exactly what has caught Jade into this.
Well, this is great. You'll love it.
The code.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Time to talk Bridgerton. Not something I thought I'd be getting into. But Jade, You said you've admitted yourself you've watched the whole season three times.
Three times, yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, why? What has gotten Jade so hooked into this show? What is it about this show that's made her just absolutely go na-na for it? And I think I've figured it out. I think I've cracked the code.
Yep.
Because Emmy started watching it, so of course it was on for about 8 hours over the week as this thing went on.
Just
right?
quickly.
Yeah.
Is Emmy enjoying it?
Oh, she loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a fan. Didn't watch it three times, but still like, oh, was, oh, this is a good show.
I think it's really obviously targeted at women, but...
Yeah.
On the scale of one to super fan being Jade, where does Emmy sit on the scale?
Like, you know, say on the scale of 1 to 10, I'd say Emmy's a 6 or a 7.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like, into the cool. show.
Just
looking
full of
forward to the next season.
Raunchy scenes, isn't it?
But I've cracked the code as to why Jade's so into this and has watched it so many times.
Okay.
I think you actually envision yourself as a character on the show. Right? I'm going to walk you through the evidence of why I think that this is the case.
Okay.
First of all, there's the element of gold. There is so much gold in this show, right? Everything is gold. The wallpaper, the knives and forks, even, like, the carriages that they ride in
yep.
are largely plated in gold. You are known to be a lover of gold.
I do have a golden hallway at home.
And a catchphrase, which is?
I love gold.
All right, point number one.
More dramatic, please.
Sorry, like Austin Powers.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Piece of evidence number two. There are so many raunchy scenes in formal clothing, right? everyone on that show is in a ball gown, getting it on in a fancy dining room, being looked down on by some fancy artwork in gold frames.
It's so true. I was born in the wrong decade. Wrong century,
are
really.
You into that?
Yes. I've told you guys I love a man in those dapper suits with the top hats and the really frilly bow ties and, yeah, just cuffs and the long coattails.
There's that main
walking
character
cane.
By, who's played by...
Only Jade would say walking cane.
Well, once again, it has a gold top, right?
Yeah.
Then, piece of evidence number three are the society parties.
Oh.
I think that you see yourself swanning around these... talking to the who's who of society and all of the scandals that are going on.
Hey, Megan. Hey, Harry. How are you?
Oh, that would just be amazing. Oh, I just, yeah. That, for me, is my... If I could go back in time, that's where I'd go
that
to that.
Fantasy era that's really non-specific about the time,
but
I noticed,
I have to be
way.
A part of, like, you know, the...
High society,
because there's no way I'm being a cleaner or a maid.
I was going to say, you wouldn't see yourself as a washerwoman at the side of the road.
No.
Okay, I think I've cracked it as to which character you think you are as well, by the way.
Yeah.
I believe that you think you are a different version of the Queen, because there is one scene where the Queen is sitting on a throne and on each side of her are three women each side and they're all holding a long-haired chihuahua. I was like, Jade, that's actually what Jade thinks she is.
Yeah, and their wigs, the diamonds, the clothes. Yeah, it's fair to say yes.
I think that you actually see yourself as one of those characters and you can't wait for season two.
I really can't. I really can't. I want to marry the prince.
But you're a queen. You don't need to.
Oh, I know. But, you know, keep it real regal.
He really
keep
does.
Keep the links and ties.
You need an adulterous affair if you're a royal,
that
right?
Prince does not mind getting around with his, like, top buttons undone, does he?
He doesn't.
I don't think he's ever used button past about number three on his shirt.
Now, if you're not into Bridgerton...
Oh, it's so good.
I'll tell
honestly.
You what you are into, and that is free money.
Oh,
I
money.
Can
yeah.
almost guarantee. $500 up for grabs today with Jade, Maddie and Crevo's birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday to play. We pick a month at random, mm-hmm. spin the birthday balls. If your birthday comes out, you win the money. Very simple. We're looking for which month, please, Crevo.
January.
Ooh. New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is...
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's...
It's my birthday.
Lotto.
500 easy ones, guys. All you have to do is have a birthday. And if you were born in January 13/10/09, I do believe we have a caller, guys.
Yeah, we do. It's time to meet Melissa. She's from Gilliston Heights. Her most used emojis is the excited emoji, and her strange addiction is time zone. Jake, I love time zone.
Yeah, I do.
That's right. All right, let's do it. Let's meet Melissa. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent.
So do you have one of the gold cards for time zone?
Yes. Platinum. It's a platinum.
Oh, platinum.
You know what? There's
I'm so jealous right now because I don't have a platinum yet.
There's an even
more. It's not just about skill. It does cost quite a bit of money to get into that club, so I'll probably position it with that. It cost me a fair bit.
That's what all clubs do, just charge you money.
I know.
I love the second part of your intro here. Turns out, guys, that Melissa has an apocalypse plan, including a meeting point and secondary point, and all of her friends have a role that they will play when it happens. How do you get onto that topic, Melissa, just quietly? Is that drinking or...?
Yeah, probably many a drunken night has gone, committed a lot of time for that.
It's incredible.
But, I think every family or every friends group that's really organized should, really have some kind of plan. It just depends on how in depth.
You know what? I agree with that. Look at COVID.
Exactly.
Hamish is like super prepared for that stuff.
He's got the go bag and everything
in the car.
In his boot and his passport. He carries his passport everywhere on him.
All right, let's win you some money, Melissa. More importantly, let's spin these balls, Jay. $500. You know what you could be, Jay?
What?
One of the Lotto girls.
Oh, okay.
I'll put on my Lotto girl voice.
And we have pulled out number 25. It is the 25th of January.
No good. Sorry, Melissa.
What date was it?
19th.
Oh.
Close, but not
good.
Not good enough.
Sorry. Thanks, Melissa. I appreciate your call. Enjoy your day, guys. We are done. I'm going home for a sleep. I'm not going to lie.
You're ready for a nap.
I hate doing things on school nights. Mm. We went to the Podcast Festival Awards last night.
And
even Crevo was on the red wines.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
You're so much fun when you go out.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
No, like, he really is.
Yeah, I believe you.
I've never been, out drinking with you like that before.
Well, we've got to do it more often.
You guys looked really happy in the photos.
Well,
yeah.
We had a great time.
Did you have a good time, Jackson? You were there too?
I did. I stole someone's wine for that photo, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, because
I was on the waters and I felt a bit boring. So I was like, oh, well, for the photo, I better put up a wine.
But just quickly, big thank you to everyone who did vote.
Because
we walked away with Best Commercial Radio Podcasts. And if you haven't listened to our podcast, just search The Novos on Spotify or, of course, Apple Podcasts and give us a listen and rate us while you're there. It's a great show.
Yeah. Nothing like a self-recommendation, Jake.
There's a lot of
don't believe in it. No one else will.
That's right. 105 commercial free up next.
Yo.
A little bit of Lady Gaga. I mean, we could talk about ourselves all day, but we've just spent 3 hours doing that.
Joel Corey, Emmy K.
Maddie's anthem.
Yeah, it is.
And this is fresh from Banners.
This guy, very talented, from Toronto, but via the UK.
Yeah, I was going to say, not the Toronto, just down the road.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like,
Canada. Canada. it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.